This song, from the beginning, I told you that it was not complete. That the stanza 2 there is still going to be stanza 3. That the stanza 2 was to be written later. That's what I told you. I even told you the focus of stanza 2. I said it would deal with temptation. And as I woke this morning, as I was coming to the church, I had an inspiration. And I quickly picked my Bible and wrote it down. This is the way it goes. If temptation or any trial comes to my life, I will not fear. Jesus also was tempted, and he promised, I will not be tempted more than I am able to bear. That's the stanza 2. So if we are singing now, everybody take note. We'll sing the stanza 1 in the paper, sing it, dictated stanza 2. The current stanza 2 in the paper will now be stanza what? If I change it at once so that you are not confused. You have changed it. So these are the weddings. I am not afraid of whatever may come tomorrow, because I know the one who holds tomorrow, whatever may come to me tomorrow, Jesus my Lord is there for me. If temptation or any trial comes to my life, I will not fear. Jesus also was tempted, and he promised, I will not be tempted more than I am able to bear. If in my dream I see the plan Satan has for me, I'm not afraid. My Lord can change night to day. Whatever Satan may plan for my life, Jesus my Lord will see me through. Be it vision or evil prophecy brought to me, they can't move me. Ancient of Days is my Lord. No vision can change his good plan for me. What Jesus says is the final. If enemies come with curses, juju, or witchcraft, they can't harm me. The word of God has declared, no weapon formed against me shall prosper. On this I stand. It cannot fail. I'm standing on the solid rock, where no evil can come to me. The rock of Jesus is so solid, it can carry any weight. Do you really mean any weight? Oh yes, it can carry any weight. What about the weight of sicknesses? Surely, it can carry any weight. The weight of the attacks of enemies? Truly, it can carry any weight. The weight of all the arrows of Satan? No exception, it can carry any weight. I'm standing on the solid rock, where no evil can come to me. The rock of Jesus is so solid, it can carry any weight. Not afraid of whatever may come tomorrow, because I know the one who owns tomorrow. Whatever may come to me tomorrow, Jesus my Lord is there for me. I am standing on the solid rock, where no evil can come to me. The rock of Jesus is so solid, it can carry any way. Do you really mean any way? What about the weight of sickness? The weight of the attacks of enemies? The weight of all the arrows of Satan, no exception, it can carry any weight. I am standing on the solid rock, where no evil can come to me.
The rock of Jesus is so solid, it can carry anyway. If temptation or any trial comes to my life, I will not fear. Jesus also was tempted, and he promised, I will not be tempted more than I am able to bear. I am standing on the solid rock, where no evil can come to me. The rock of Jesus is so solid, it can carry anyway. Do you really mean anyway? What about the weight of sicknesses? The weight of all the attacks of enemies? The weight of all the arrows of Satan? No exception, it can carry any weight. I am standing on the solid rock, where no evil can come to me. The rock of Jesus is so solid, it can carry any weight. Even my dream, I see that plan Satan has for me. I'm not afraid, my Lord can change my today. Whatever Satan may plan for my life, Jesus, my Lord, will see me through. I am standing on the solid rock, where no evil can come to me. The rock of Jesus is so solid, it can carry any weight. Do you really mean anyway? What about the weight of sicknesses? The weight of the attacks of enemies? The weight of all the arrows of Satan, no exception, it can carry anyway. I am standing on the solid rock, where no evil can come to me. The rock of Jesus is so solid, it can carry anyway. Be it vision or evil prophecy brought to me, they can't move me. Agent of this is my Lord. No vision can change his good plan for me. What Jesus says is the final. I am standing on the solid rock, where no evil can come to me. The rock of Jesus is so solid, it can carry any weight. Do you really mean any weight? What about the weight of sicknesses? The weight of all the attacks of enemies. The weight of all the arrows of Satan, no exception, it can carry any weight. I am standing on the solid rock, where no evil can come to me. The rock of Jesus is so solid, it can carry anyway. If enemies come with curses, juju or witchcraft, they can't harm me. The word of God has proclaimed, no weapon formed against me shall prosper. On this I stand, it cannot fail. I am standing on the solid rock, where no evil can come to me. The rock of Jesus is so solid, it can carry any weight. Do you really mean any weight? What about the weight of sickness? The weight of all the attacks of enemies? The weight of all the arrows of Satan? No exception, it can carry any weight. I am standing on the solid ground, where no evil can come to me. The rock of Jesus is so solid, it can carry any weight. My God is great. Amen. My Lord Jesus,
I cannot thank you.
Goodness in my life is so great, is great. I cannot thank you enough. I cannot thank you enough. Your goodness in my life is so great, I'm great. You are so good, Jesus. You are so good to me. You are the savior of my soul and the shepherd of my life. You are so good, Jesus. You are so good to me. Come on, take it again. You are so good, Jesus. You are so good to me. You are the savior of my soul and the shepherd of my life. You are so good, Jesus. You are so good to me. Gentle shepherd, come and lead us, for we everybody sing it again. Gentle shepherd, come lead us, for we need you to help us find our way.
Blessed Father, our Father, our Lord, our King, our hope, our rock. Father, we thank you for making yourself available to us, for giving us access to your holy throne. Thank you for making us your own people, sheep of your pasture. Thank you for the care, the type we can't receive elsewhere, that you give to our lives all the time. Thank you for the illumination of our paths. Thank you for the understanding granted our hearts. Thank you, Lord, for the graces being bestowed continuously upon us. Thank you for the current study. Thank you for what you have started showing to us and the result we have started having. Thank you for more that will come our ways. We cannot thank you enough. Be thou exalted. Be thou honored. Be thou glorified. Almighty Father. As we continue the study today, open our hearts.
Amen.
Open our inner mind.
Amen.
Plant your word in our hearts.
Amen.
Cause the Holy Ghost to water it.
Amen.
Let it grow and bring forth good fruits.
Amen.
Not only 60-fold, but also 100-fold. As your word says.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Whatever has been planted by Satan, his demons, or men in our hearts, contrary to the truth of your word, use the word of today to wash them out.
Amen.
So that they will no longer disturb our hearts.
Amen.
This truth, Father, make it so clear.
Amen.
May we receive not only the letter of it, but also the spirit of it.
Amen.
That the remaining days of our lives, this truth of your word will govern our lives.
Amen.
And therefore the devil will not be able to toss us around to disturb us in any way.
Amen.
But we will stand solid.
Amen.
On your rock.
Amen.
And nothing will be able to move us.
Amen.
Any trick the devil, any manipulation the devil may try, may it never succeed in us.
Amen.
Thank you, Father.
Thank you, Lord.
In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Everything we study from the word of God is important. We need all. The Bible says, a man shall not live by bread alone, but not by some. He says, by every word, which means each word, not just all of them, but each of them, we will need to be who we ought to be able to enjoy God, both in life and in eternity. Last week, we started new series of studies about deliverance and spiritual warfare according to the Bible. Last week, I told us we are studying from this book. If you have semiology, it's also inside it. I said you need to get your copy so that you get yourself prepared from home. You read the next lesson before coming, so that you will get the best of the teaching if you are already prepared before coming. Last week, we looked at the meaning of deliverance as a way of introducing the series of teaching. We try to look at the words translated deliverance in the Bible and what each of them actually stood for. We said to be delivered was to make free, to set loose, to set at liberty. We said that the Bible talks about different type of deliverance or deliverances, you will say. Deliverance from sin, deliverance from sicknesses and diseases, deliverance from demons, deliverance from the body of sin, and so on and so forth. He said for anybody to be set free from any type of bondage was for him to experience deliverance. I told us last week that the devil, in his wickedness, is using this issue of deliverance to do a lot of things in the church, in the world today. I said it was in an effort to counterfeit the work of Jesus Christ, that the devil is establishing his own churches and is doing through such churches a lot of evil things in the name of Jesus. Everybody come here. You must not be ignorant. Not all churches are churches of Jesus, right?
Yes.
Not all Pentecostal churches are churches of Jesus.
Yes.
Not all gospel churches, so-called, are churches of Jesus.
Yes.
I want to say more than that. It doesn't sound palatable, but it is the truth. Majority of the churches we have around are not of Jesus. That of Jesus are in the minority. The Bible never gave us the percentage of that of Jesus or that of the devil. But in my own personal calculation, he said, did you do real surfing? No. But with what I can see, I have come to the conclusion that no less than 80% of the churches we have around are not of Jesus. Many of the people operating such churches don't know. They sincerely think that they are operating churches of Jesus, when in reality, they are not operating churches of Jesus. Very few of them are aware of what they are doing. But many think they are okay. Including those who are multiplying wives. Those who are having concubines. Those who do all kinds of manipulations. They still think that, after all, we confess our sins all the time. God forgives. One thing I began to say this year, but it refused to get out of my mind, is that wherever your driver is going, that's where you are going. You can't escape it. That is a major disaster that the South Korean government is battling with currently. The shipwreck. I'm sure you are aware of it. They have discovered maybe about 60 or thereabout dead bodies. They were able to rescue about 100 and something. And over 200 are still missing. Though they've searched for this. As I'm talking, the captain of the ship is in the court. And some of the crew. Why? The president of South Korea said yesterday that what the captain and the other two other crew did amounted to murder. I don't know all the details. I've not gotten enough time to sit down and read the stories. But the little I gathered was that when the boat, or rather the ship, very mighty ship, stories, I don't know how many stories it has, began to tilt, began to bend. They gave contrary instruction to those who were in the ship. A majority of them were not, in a position to know what to do. If you are traveling by air, if your journey is 3 seconds or 3 hours, before the plane actually takes off, one of the crew member will come, hold life jacket, and tell you you have life jacket under your seat. In case of any eventuality, you have to wear the life jacket. You pull this one. I don't know. I don't memorize all the details. You pull this one. You do this. No. Don't pump the life jacket until you're outside the aircraft, and so on and so forth. If you travel in the same aircraft 3 times in a day, you will be given the instruction. If you are traveling by ship, If your journey will last more than 24 hours, you will first be assembled somewhere and be lectured on how to save yourself in case there be a problem. But this particular journey, some people said it was not going to take up to that duration. And therefore, the people were not given such lecture. Not only that, majority of them in the ship were school children. In fact, I think the one who led the children escaped. He did not die. I've not gotten all the details, but it seemed that after the whole thing, and he saw that all his children are perished, he went and hung himself. This is where I'm going. Where your sailor, pilot, driver, rider is going, that's where you are going. That's all I'm trying to bring about. A lot of people go to church today and say, I don't worry, who is pastoring the church? Oh, now my God, me, I go safu. Where the driver of that church is going, that's where you are going. Whether you know it or not, one day you land there. There are those who manage some churches. They know the pastor. Now, what of God, me, I go here, Jerry, make I just come on my eye for the pastor's life. Pele, pele, le jung gagma. I don't know how to say that. A serpent climbs a coconut tree slowly. I don't know if that is true or not, but that's the Yoruba adage. Take way back, pelara oshe, adoshe. They use leaf to wrap traditional soap made of cocoa shell and ashes of palm tree. Traditional soap. They use leaf to wrap it. Yoruba say, when the leaf stays long with the soap, it will become soap. Children, in case you don't know, the leaf they use to wrap soap, if you remove it and use it to rub your body, in fact, if you wash it and see, take the remaining leaf, squeeze it together and use it to wash your body, is soap. Because it will have absorbed the chemical in the soap. If you are in a church where the pastor is not standing solid on the truth of the word of God, whether you agree with him or not, gradually you will absorb the spiritual chemical in him. The leaf is still called leaf, but it has become soap. You still call yourself born again, you still call yourself holiness Christian, you still call yourself anything, but you are already as corrupt as that fellow is. One of the major areas where corruption is endemic in the church today is in the area of deliverance. It's not only that it corrupts the mind of believers, it also creates unnecessary thinking, unnecessary feeling, fear. One of the reasons why you see church people running from this revival to this revival, this crusade to this crusade, is because their heart has been misinformed. They don't understand the word of God. You need to know the word of God. Maybe it will interest you to know that some Christians, after they have moved from one church to the other, from one revival to the other, from one mountain to the other, from one prayer something to the other, they ended in the house of Babalawo. Because by and by, they discover that they are more or less the same thing. They are not the same thing. They are not the same thing. They are not the same thing. You are in a church like this. What we are trying to do with this current study, I've told you, I'm not doing rush. I will take it. Anywhere I'm able to reach, I'll stop there. When I come again, I pick it from there. One of the major reasons why we are taking this study this time is to make us, Yoruba Bible use a word, I don't remember the way it is put in English. Oni ojuwa koda shasha shasha. So that we are so sure of where we are standing and why we are standing there. So sure to the extent that if myself said the Ogunseye I come tomorrow and say something and say Ogbeni, that's not Bible. If Baba Kumuyi come and say something, say, Baba, Ranka Dede, but that one no be Bible. Baba Debo, any of the Baba, you know, you'll be so sure that you can say, Daddy, I beg to disagree with that. This is the word of God. Is that clear?
Yes.
One of our daddies, I won't call the name. Those who are there will know it. It wasn't a sin per se. Was holding a special program. And it was anointing people. One of our daddies will respect him a lot. You say, I know the one you don't know. You don't know. I didn't give you the name. Was anointing people. I watched it on the TV. And I discovered that the anointing was not just to pour oil on people or touch the oil and put it on people. He was actually using the oil. Dip his finger into the oil and use it to make a sign of the cross. A sign of the cross. One of our daddies, you know him very well, you respect him very well, was doing a sign of the cross. I said, no. This is outside the Bible. It's not too much outside. But it don't pass the door. You should get yourself to a point that if you find yourself in a Christian gathering, they are sang, dancing, they are worshiping the Lord, you are dancing with them, you are worshiping the Lord with them. Immediately they digress. Immediately they deviate. You know that? No. This is not part of it. And because it is not part of it, I am not going to be what? Part of it. That's why we need a study like this. A study like this is not something you partake once or twice and leave. There are so many details we are going into. We'll be reading Bible. We'll be showing what is obtainable outside. Then we'll show you where you're supposed to stand. No. You may discover that this thing is not good. You are running from it. If care is not taken, you run beyond where you're supposed to stop. I've illustrated it before. I think it's long since I did that illustration. This is the point you have to stop. And you are moving towards that goal, towards that point. The devil will be pulling you back so that you don't get there. By the time the devil realizes that there is nothing he can do to prevent you from getting there, he pushes you. Meanwhile, all your strengths, you are using it to push yourself forward as he is trying to pull you backward. By the time he chooses to push you forward, you are not resisting. It's so easy for you to do what? To run beyond the point. But if you are observant, you will quickly run back and say, no, I've crossed the line. But if you are not observant, at the other end, you'll be dancing and rejoicing that the devil was pulling me back, but he could not succeed. Hey, Moyegeo. The devil will also be rejoicing because you have gone beyond the normal point. So when we say this thing is not right, a child of God must run from it. As you are running away, you still look at where you are going so that you don't run beyond the normal point. So middle of the road. That will only be possible when you have clear understanding of the word of God, know where you ought to stand and why you stand there. I told you in my sermon of yesterday, was it yesterday? No. I think it should be Saturday. Did I preach any sermon? Bible study we did. But I remember. I told you that there's nothing evil anybody wants to do and is looking for a passage of the Bible to use that will not get one. Come on.
Yes.
I told you that Peter claimed that some of the writings of Paul, he claimed that the things God gave Paul, some of them were not easy to understand. And that the unstable, the unlearned, were twisting them for their own destruction. Meaning that if there is something you want to twist to support a wrong idea, you will get it from the scripture. You want to be a thief, I can show you a scripture that you can twist. You want to be a liar, I can show you many scriptures that you can twist to make you a liar. And you think you are following the Bible. Until you get to the judgment seat and know that God will not tolerate that. We are jumping some things. from what we left last week. We'll come back to that at the appropriate time. Today, we are looking at unbiblical beliefs and teachings in the name of deliverance. Everybody say it. Is that what I said? Unbiblical beliefs and teachings in the name of deliverance. You know what governs the practices of any religious organization? Amen. It is the beliefs of the proprietor, the runner of such an organization. The belief, what he believes. Sometimes people believe one thing, they say another thing. But what really governs them is not what they say. What governs them is what they do. What? You didn't answer me. What they believe. For example, Jehovah's Witnesses. I don't know if they have changed the practice. It's long since I had any encounter with them. But in those days when they came to where I am, I remember there was a day one came with his oga. And when we began to look at the Bible together, I will first wait. You pour your thing. I will wear my raincoat so that your rain no go beat me. Then when I began to say, what about this? What about this? What about this? The oga discovered that the fellow that came with him was getting more interested in what I was saying. He quickly packed off and took him away. Because I know where to catch them. When they come to you, in many cases they come with normal Bible translation. What did I call it?
Normal Bible translation.
My first American Standard Bible, I bought it at Watchtower in Shomolu, Onepanu. My first American Standard version. That's where I bought it. I also bought my first Middle Reference King James from Watchtower. You say you are once a Jehovah's Witness. I was never a member of Jehovah's Witness. But I know they sell good Bibles. There. So sometimes when they come to you, they come with King James. When they are discussing with you, you are reading King James. And you are explaining. But in their head, New World Translation is what is there. That's what they used to study in their temple. That's what they believe. So you cannot take it. You think they are reading your Bible, the same Bible with you. OT, they are reading another one. Quote me. I have a copy of their New World Translation. Bring it to the open. Compare it with other translations. And try to see if there is one translation in this world that agree with a New World Translation. So many wicked additions. So many wicked adjustments. Colossians chapter 1. Amen. Hear the Bible. For by him were all things created. Did you see that? For Colossians chapter 1 verse 16. For by him were all things created. What does that say? He's talking about Jesus. That everything was created by who?
By him.
By Jesus. You know what Jehovah's Witnesses did? To corrupt the scripture, they did this for by him were all, in between all and things, they put order in parentheses. They know it's not in the original, but that's what they want to believe. They put it in parentheses. So it's now read, for by him were all other things created. You know, it's a subtle way of misleading. If you are not careful, you don't see anything there. When he says, by him all things were created, it means every creature you have anywhere were created by him. But when he says, by him all other things were created, you know the meaning? It means he too was created, then he created all other things. I know their Bible in John chapter 1. You have in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was God. If you open to John 1, you will see that the Word in first line is capital W. If you write that ordinarily in English, your teacher will fail you, because you are using capital not for a person and not at the beginning of a sentence. Okay? And the Word, the second word, is also capital, was with God, and the Word was God. You know what Jehovah's Witnesses did? They reduce all the WW to small letter. And then wrote, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was a God. They added just a, and then changed the G of God to small g, making Jesus an idol. But do you know they are still converting so-called Christians? If you want to know, go to any of their temple and see how people are trooping in. Where do they get them from? From other planets. From confused people. From people who don't understand the scripture. Many of these large gatherings you see, people that are there are people who have once read the Bible, who have once prayed to Jesus, who have once done the will of God. But because they don't have clear understanding, this is one of the things the devil wants to achieve, that is removing Bible study from most churches today. Maybe you don't know. You don't know. Many of these churches don't do Bible study. They do Sunday fellowship, midweek service, Sunday, Wednesday. If there is any other thing, musical jamboree. You say, is it not Bible study they do midweek? Once in a while, they read Bible and preach. Many times, it is just wonderful dancing, testimony. All those things you hewa, if I do a lot of me, if I do a lot of me, don't go there. It's only prayer. And when your gun has prayer, gunpowder, and there is no bullet, word of God, it will make noise. It will produce smoke. It can even produce fire. It can kill flies. Face a tiger with it. And see who will be the prey. The tiger or you. We are facing an enemy that is stronger than any tiger. Is that correct?
Yes.
Very many evil practices that are in some churches today are there because of the unbiblical beliefs such sources are propagating. Look, what a church believes matters a lot. Everybody say matters a lot.
Matters a lot.
Can I tell you one truth? Every church produces, every standard church produces what they call fundamental beliefs. Some call it tenet of faith. Don't be deceived by tenet of faith, you. At all. You say why? Go and check tenet of faith of gospel churches, many of them. Go and check them. Foursquare, Redeemed, Assemblies of God, Gospel Faith, Bible Pattern Church, who again? Go and check them. Compare them. You will see that they are very much identical. You say why? We copy it from one another. You see me changing that language. What did I say now?
We.
Say one, Ugowa. So when you are writing your constitution, you try to produce your tenet of faith. Can I tell you the truth? Some of the tenets of faith are produced by the same lawyer that produced the constitution. Oh, you don't understand. The church constitution in many cases are produced by a lawyer. Lawyer who is not a member of the church, who doesn't know where the pastor is going. You see, how will the lawyer produce? He has produced for many churches. We just say one and change the name from a Holy Ghost Church to Bible Pattern Church. Otan, he will now give it to you. You go through. If you see anything that is seriously contrary to what you practice, then you amend. So where they put Jesus, you put my Lord. Where they put everlasting God, you put ever living God. Where they put mighty God, you put omnipotent God. You say that is plagiarism. Call it plagiar nonsense. That's why they are identical. I have to sit down, carry Bible, read and read and read, bring out scriptures that support each of the things we wrote in our constitution. We have it in a booklet form. Maybe you don't know. Can you come? What do we write? You have it. You have it. We sold it long ago. Very small pamphlet. You see, if I had the Bible passage there, you read the slip. To prove that each of these things we write here, we have examined our Bible and conclude they are correct. I know a church where they wrote we believe in entire sanctification. And they never say anything about sanctification, whether initial, entire, anything. They don't say nothing about it at all. But they wrote we believe in entire sanctification there. You say why? It was copied from another church constitution. And the GO didn't see anything wrong in his entire sanctification. Entire lotto. You say, what are you saying? Don't be deceived by the tenet of faith of any church. You know the real tenet of faith? What is inside the GO? Everybody say it.
What is
inside the GO? It's the real tenet of faith. Some churches, the tenet of faith is written by a group of elders. GO is the chairman. Anytime he has time, he will sit down with them. In some cases, he does not even understand the grammar they use there. But that doesn't change his practice, so. I've told you before, it will never happen in this church.
Amen.
I will not derail.
Amen.
If I change my wife today, not all of you will run away. You say, eh? But wait, thank God. Not all of you. Some of you will have changed your wife. I am the roadblock. I am the hinderer. But you can't do it as long as you are here. It shall be well with you.
Amen.
You need this truth. You need to be sure of it. So sure that when somebody open the Bible and say, Bible say, you say, hold it. Hold it. Put your hand there. Go to so-so place also. Let's compare scripture with scripture so that we know where to arrive. The following are some of the strange beliefs that so-called deliverance ministers are propagating. See the way they propagate it. Either directly through their messages or indirectly through their activities. Get it right. Not all of them will come out open and declare a Christian can be demon possessed. Not all of them will be able to say it. But when you study what they do in their church, you know they believe it. The following are just few of them that we are going to examine. One, demons can possess a truly born again person. There are churches who believe it and do things to show they believe it. Believers need to and can be delivered from satanic demonic harassment. There are those who believe that. They say, no, believer cannot be demon possessed, but we can deliver believer from demonic harassment. We shouldn't be harassed by demons. We will get there. Three, ancestral causes can still disturb one's life after one has become a child of God. Ah, that is very popular. Even pastors are disturbed by ancestral causes. For your information, the day I accepted Jesus, me and ancestral causes parted way forever. There are those who believe that born again Christian can be shamed. Do you know that some people in the church will be dodging the person next to them? That sister, the day we sang together in the choir, I knew her. That sister, she's strong, girl. Some people will not be delivered unless some forms of rituals are done on their behalf. This is the belief of some believers. And that is why all kind of rituals are being brought back to church. They started little by little by popularizing oil beyond normal. No. There's a place for oil in the Bible. He said, why are we not using it? When we pray, God answers our prayer without oil. Why should we go to buy oil? Amen, everybody.
Amen.
You were here many years when I was telling you that this oil that every church is now carrying, it will soon fail you. I'm not talking. When they transformed to handkerchief, maybe you don't know that some churches were actually producing, they have handkerchief factory. Because if miracle will come, it must come true. Is handkerchief still popular like that?
No.
Brother Shotayo, you are the one who told me. He was driving his vehicle, carrying an unbeliever in his vehicle. They got to a place, they saw a poster of a popular pastor, evangelist in Lagos. If I call the name, all of you know the name. When the unbeliever in his car saw the poster, said, hey, is this man? Ah, he's a thief. He now asked, what has pastor? He said, he came to our village and sold that handkerchief of 20 naira. Was it for three what? 3,000 handkerchief is sold for 220 naira. And the man sold it for how much? Now, those who bought it, were they blindfolded?
No.
Maybe I need to tell you, they were not sharp. They manipulated them. They told them what was not correct. They created false hope in them. They felt that if I'm able to buy this spiritual, holy, magical, powerful, what qualification? Handkerchief. Everything is over. How much? 3,000. Why does the evangelist now become a thief? What they thought the handkerchief would do? Maybe you don't know that selling in those days, I don't know if they still do it annually. They sell one candle, specially anointed candle, for 100,000.
1 million.
Okay.
Million. Yes.
Hey, your competition. It's competition, no? I think I wrote the story in one of my books where I put the name. Did I put the names of the people concerned? There was a big man in Ikeja having a business. Many people. The guy is the one that used to buy it. When he buys this year, somebody will want to beat him. Like, I think the man has left the church. I heard the man left the church. Maybe the candle is no longer candle. He said, it can never happen to me. Truth will deliver you.
Amen.
Otherwise, tomorrow you go to borrow money to buy your own. He said, after passing through Bible pattern, yes. 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 Rituals. The kind of things Cherubim were doing in those days. And the gospelers. When we gave our life to Jesus, I told you, if Satan can come out openly, with the kind of boldness we had, in fact, in those days, if you ask us that Aje is coming, we say, oh yeah, let him come quick. We like to see Aje.
Yes.
Now today, when do you now go to church? All the wishes. Die. You know why they shout die? They are afraid. Everybody say they are afraid. Come on, say it well.
They are afraid.
When you talk to them, they say, no, be fear. But those people, they are wicked. There are those who believe that wishes and wizards can see or operate in the life of a born-again Christian. You say, are you saying all of these are not so? They are not. I will prove it to you from the Bible. The Bible is a final authority when you talk about God and God-related issues. Serving God, enjoying Him, doing His will, going to live with Him in heaven. There is no other book anywhere apart from the Holy Bible. And if Bible is the final authority, what does He say about all of these issues? I'm sure we cannot take all of them today. But I've introduced it. Romans chapter 8 verse 9. We are looking at firstly now, those who say demons can possess a truly born again Christian. Romans chapter 8 verse 9. But ye are not in the flesh, but in the spirit. If so be that the spirit of God dwell in you. Now, if any man have not the spirit of Christ, he is none of his. Look at me. What is this scripture saying about the Holy Ghost and believers in Christ? He's saying that every true believer in Christ is possessed by the Holy Spirit. Is that correct?
Yes.
If truly, like this scripture says, a person that is born again is indwelled by the Spirit of God. You can also read 1 Corinthians 3:16, 6:19, Galatians 4:6, Philippians 1:19, 1 Peter 1:11. From all of this, you will see clearly that the Bible, in an unmistakable way, is claiming that if you are born again, the Spirit of God is indwelling in you from that same day you are born again. There are those who say, but what about baptism with the Holy Ghost that you say is later? Baptism with the Holy Ghost is different from the indwelling of the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit does many things in the life of a believer. The Bible calls him the earnest of our inheritance. You know what that means? The first installment. When you are buying something on an installmental basis, you deposit an amount. Sometimes, depending on the arrangement, the good, the thing is given to you. Then you go back to pay. Why many people travel abroad are unable to return is because there is so much opportunity to buy things in credit. Their houses, when you buy the house in credit, you will pay within 30 years. That's a common practice in Britain, in America. So if you are 40 years when you travel, by the time you finish paying, you'll be 70 years. And every blessed month won't be either. They will deduct their money, but you'll be using the house. By the time you finish paying, the house is totally useless. So installmental payments. They used to do it in those days when they give, I think they still give vehicles on installments. Drivers in those days, you suddenly see him riding a beautiful car. I remember one of our brother who may be hearing me now, who one day brought a brand new 504 to my house, not yet washed. He wanted me to bless it. Is that? For where you get them? He said, I sold my Akoto. I used to buy this on installment. Ah! He has bought it. There was nothing I could do. I was not pleased. You say, why? I would have loved him to use that one a little more, save more money. But he has bought it. I have to bless it. Now, installment, when you pay, they may give you the vehicle. Then every month, you'll be making money. You pay. The Bible says that the Holy Ghost is the earnest, that is the first installment of our inheritance. What we are going to gain from God, the first one bound is the Holy Ghost that is indwelling us. The Holy Ghost does not start to indwell a believer 3 days after he got born again. The moment you get born again, the Holy Ghost is possessing you. Am I making any sense?
Yes, sir.
The question now is, how can demon or demons be able to dwell in the same person that the Holy Ghost is already indwelling? I think by the time the Holy Ghost is entering, demons must be what? I can't hear you. They should be going away. It is very certain that the Holy Spirit and demons cannot stay together in the same person. There is no example of this anywhere in the scripture. Anybody who tells you it is possible, tell him to give you an example. And the example they will show you, I will soon get there. But let's first read Luke 11 from verse 24. We'll stop at 26. When the unclean spirit is gone out of a man, look at me. That statement from Jesus has revealed many things. No, when you are reading your Bible, patiently examine it. That's why you have the word seller in the Bible. Sela means stop and calmly meditate on that. That's the meaning of Sela. You have it in the book of Psalms mostly, and very few of them in the book of Habakkuk. Sela. Stop and calmly meditate on that. I think that should be written after every verse of the Bible in your heart. Look at it again. When the unclean spirit is gone out of a man, look at me. That statement means unclean spirit can indwell a man. Come on. It also means there may be a reason for unclean spirit that has been dwelling a man to get out. Are you there? When the unclean spirit is gone out of a man, he walketh through dry places, seeking rest, and finding none, he said, I will return into my house whence I came out. And when he cometh, he findeth it swept and garnished. Then goeth he and taketh to him seven other spirits more wicked than himself, and they enter him and dwell there. And the last state of that man is worse than the first. If you know how many doctrines propagated in churches that this statement defeats, you will thank God and thank God. There are those who carry it to the other extreme. Once in grace, always in grace. Once a son, always a son. Once born again, always born again. Now, the demon that goes out from who? The possessor. When the demon goes out from the possessor, who does the possessor of demon become? When the devil pack his load from somebody's life and goes away with his demons, the fellow becomes what? A child of God. Abibeko, the demon now came back to spy and discovered that the place is once again conducive for him to dwell, and he returns. The time the demon returns, that fellow is he still a child of God?
No.
I think somebody is trying to say yes. No. If you are the one saying yes, say I'm the one. Look at it. Demon goes out from a man. What made them to go out? Something has rendered that place inconducive for them to dwell. Am I correct?
Yes.
When he goes back and came back and saw that the place is now conducive, it means something has happened to that dwelling place. Come on.
Yes.
And he comes back to dwell. You know what? When you got born again, any demon that might have been operating whatever form in your life goes out. When you go into sin, when you backslide, the demons will come back. Jesus is saying it will come back in folds. It will go to get more wicked demons. The one that will be able to receive salvation better to indwell the person. Come on. There are those who quote the following story as an evidence of a believer being delivered from demon. What have I explained? I've explained that if a person is born again, they cannot be indwelled by demons. Say it. If you see a born again Christian that they cast demon out of him, he has stopped to be a Christian. He has lost his relationship with God. And that will only happen when one returns into sin. But the problem we have today is that many of the people they even call converted were never delivered from sin. Never. Never. Even the pastor who says getting people converted is not delivering himself. No, I don't care what the pastors feel. If I go to a place to preach and I notice it, I say, some do out of ignorance. Not that they are sinning. Out of ignorance. I was at Ijebodi. And I sat at the bar. We pray. All our sin. All our sin. All our sin. They said it. They said it. They now gave me microphone. Our daddy in the Lord, all the way from Lagos, Munia. So now I came to the front. Do you permit me to say anything? You said you said this somewhere. I said it at Ifako. Ministers conference. If I call the name of the church, all of you know the name of the church. It's a big church in Nigeria. Big church. That church has even snatched one of our pastor. One of our pastor is snatched. No, they didn't snatch. One of our pastor ran there. And is a pastor there for many years. And is still there. They are district. Whether Lagos district or Lagos area, I don't know what they call it. They brought all their pastors together somewhere there. And I was invited to preach. I preached in that church 2 times. That was the first time. And the one leading prayer, no elders there. No deacon, no deaconess, no women, only men. The people there will be more than this number. Pastors. When they gave me the microphone, I said, they are district pastors sat on the table in the front. I said, good morning, Abiche. Good morning, uncle. Do you allow me to say anything? He said, yes. I said, anything? They look at me surprisingly. We invite you to come and preach. You're asking, do I said, I asked up to 3 or 4 times. I said, anything? Say anything. I said, okay. If I come in here and I meet you pastors confessing sins, what should I expect from your members? Is that a good way to introduce yourself in a church? I did not even remember to say, I thank God for our daddy in the Lord. We invite the normal protocol. I didn't. When I go to preach, I don't know protocol. So you won't be annoyed that you wasted your honorarium when I will not even drink your water. So no protocol. No, normally we're supposed to greet. I greet you. If I know something good, I will say it. But if I get something, I go talk more. I know they may not let me finish the sermon, but heaven will record that I've done the little I could do. You know what followed? When I finished and I said, if you know you are not born again, and you don't want fire of hell to come on you, you will give your life to Jesus in the front. I can't remember the percentage, but more than half of the pastors were in the front. I led them in sinner's prayer. Gospel church, yo. Real gospel church. Real gospel church. No wonder they have to be casting out demons. Because the congregation they gather is congregation of what?
Goats.
Goats. They are not born again. You say, are there people in Bipartan Church who are not born again? Many! But if the GO is not born again, we are in trouble. If the pastors are not born again, we are in what? See, you don't understand. If you tell some pastors, which is don't affect children of God, he can never believe you. You say, why? He knows members of his church, elders, ministers, serious people, that wishes are not given rest of mind. How can you say this thing is not true? The day wishes will come to attack you, is that you will know. Wishes will never come to attack us. They will never come to attack us. As long as we stay within the circle. The problem is the ability to stay within the circle of the people of God. He that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. That's the truth. Nothing can change it. So I was at Jabode. That one will be about 25 years ago or more. Who knows? So I was at Jabode maybe about a year ago, thereabout. And the same thing again. No, I've done it in many places, but that one I can remember. So I ask again, am I allowed to say anything? The general overseer was there. It's the general overseer that invited me. I'm sure ministers of other churches outside their own ministry were also there. I said, am I permitted to say anything? They said, yes. Anything I want to say. Is there anything? I said, because I can't understand when I got here. Shebi, you said this is ministers meeting. And you are busy confessing sin. Maybe the Bible says that committed sin is of the devil. Are you of the devil? I can't remember everything I said, but sins like that. If they ask you, are you of the devil? What will you say? No. Eh? If they ask them, are you of the devil? What will they say? They will say no. They will say no. Then the Bible says that committed sin is of the devil. Who is lying? You or Bible? Hey, downy. Are you of the devil?
No.
But you are confessing sin, which means you are sinning. And the Bible says, whosoever committed sin is of the devil. One of the two must be lying. When two people are saying things that are contradictory to each other, one of them are not saying the truth. Am I correct? The Bible says, whosoever is confessing sin because he is sinning is of the devil. And you are busy confessing sin. and you say you are not of the devil, you must be lying, or the Bible will need to be rewritten. In case you don't understand what I'm saying, if you are a member of Bipartite Church and God has not delivered you from sin, you are still lying once in a while. Now, customer, custom, no be my fault. This matter no concern you. When you see witches coming, somersault and run, oh, they go shop you. Oh. Witches, they know how to eat people. Oh. They can eat somebody who go to Bipartite Church. You, eh? Eh? But they cannot eat children of God, whatever the name of their churches. Now, this scripture is very popular among deliverance people. They always use it as a proof that a believer can be demon possessed. I'm going to read that scripture. We will read it together and try to analyze it. Are you alive?
Yes, sir.
Luke chapter 13, verses 10 to 17. Patiently, we will read. And he was teaching in one of the synagogues on the Sabbath. And behold, there was a woman, Luke 13 from verse 10. And behold, there was a woman which had a spirit of infirmity 18 years and was bound together and could no wise lift up herself. Look at me. For how long was this particular demon inhabiting the body of this woman?
18
years. Huh? 18 years. The scripture doesn't say she was sick or she had a sickness called infirmity. The Bible says she had a spirit called what?
Infirmity.
A spirit of infirmity. The demons of Satan, they are, many of them are specialized in many things. Some are specialized in creating epilepsy, insanity, other forms of trouble and ailment. Some are special family demons that their business is to make sure no family is at rest. They have failures. The Bible calls them principalities and powers, rulers of darkness of this world and spiritual wickedness in high places. They are different categories doing different things for the devil. The one that was disturbing this woman was called spirit of infirmity. And they are so wicked, they can endure for long. Can you imagine this demon staying with this woman for 18 years? And all she does was maybe to put his leg or his hand on the back of the woman. And anywhere the woman goes, he follows the woman there. He made sure the woman could not stand erect. 18 years. And when Jesus saw her, you know why? Jesus could see more than the woman. He could see something else. When Jesus saw her, he called her to him and said unto her, "Woman, thou art loose from thy infirmity." And he laid his hands on her. No, read further before you say it's not a demon. Read further. And immediately she was made straight and glorified God. Why was she made straight? The demon did what? And the ruler of the synagogue answered with indignation, because that Jesus had healed on the Sabbath day, and said unto the people, "There are 6 days in which men ought to walk. In them, therefore, come and be healed, and not on the Sabbath day." The Lord then answered him and said, "Thou hypocrite, doth not each one of you on the Sabbath loose his horse or his ass from the stall and lead him away to watering? And ought not this woman, being a daughter of Abraham," everybody say, "being a daughter of Abraham, whom Satan hath bound, lo, these 18 years, be loosed from this bound on the Sabbath day?" And when he had said these things, all his adversaries were ashamed, and all the people rejoiced for all the glorious thing that were done. The excuse of people, the argument here is that since this woman is a daughter, being a daughter of Abraham, was bound by Satan, any Christian can be bound by Satan in the same way. That's the argument. Let's look at how much water that argument can hold. Are you alive?
Yes.
If this was auto, now, what we need to bear in mind is that
the fact that this woman is an Israelite and thus a daughter of Abraham did not automatically make her a born again Christian. Listen, somebody say, if he's not a born again Christian, Jesus will not call him call her a daughter of Abraham. Listen, if this will automatically make her a born again Christian, it will then mean that all other Israelites were also born again Christians. And if this is the case, who then are the lost sheep of Israel that Jesus came to save? Matthew 10, 6, 16, 24. The following are some of the things which prove that the people of Israel also still needed to be saved. The preaching of John the Baptist, he asked them to repent. The preaching of Jesus, he asked them to repent. The salvation of Zacchaeus. In fact, do you know that when Jesus got to the house of Zacchaeus, he said, today salvation come to this house. And he called him a son of Abraham. Just like this woman was a daughter of Abraham. Why was salvation not in his house? If all the daughters and sons of Abraham are born again. If Zacchaeus was a son of Abraham and he was not born again, I want to believe this woman was not what? Born again. In fact, John the Baptist told them, look, don't say because we have Abraham as our father, God is able to bring out children for Abraham from where? From souls. Repent! Were they born again? Was that woman born again? That demon couldn't have been able to possess her. Did you get anything?
Yes, sir.
Am I saying a Christian cannot be sick? Am I saying a Christian cannot be disabled? You don't have to be demon possessed to be sick. Amen. We have just ended our confab. Abi?
Yes.
Where were we sleeping? What were we eating? What were we drinking? How much labor do we give our body? All of these are capable of creating sickness. Sometimes preachers, when they finish holding lengthy program, they become sick. It's not them. You say, what's the solution? Sleep. Immediately, I saw that rain would not allow us to walk yesterday. I sneak inside. My food was ready. I ate it. I slept. Later, I woke. I say, it's early in the morning. Bible study. I look at the time. To 8. I now realized that it was to 8 in the night. He says, since when did you sleep? Since around 3 o'clock. How many did they sleep? Oh, that's why I'm healthy. Akaraka. God is great.
God is great.
So if we hold program and you become tired, headache, stomach, don't call demo. Drink a good chocolate. Put me leaky. Drink up. When you wake up, you'll be as healthy as David. If they are doing the end of the year work in your office and they make you walk. When you want to wake up in the morning, leg no green carry, no be demo. Nakimi, now walk. Rest. Eat good food. The preaching of Jesus to Nicodemus. Except a man is born again, he cannot shake any. If all the Jews were born again, why was Nicodemus not born again? Maybe you need to know that he was one of the best among the Sanhedrin, but he was not born again. The preaching of Peter on the day of Pentecost. So all of you have to repent. When they say, what do we do? Say, repentance is the solution. Can you remember Cornelius?
Yes.
Huh? I wrote here, it was a pious proselyte. Pious proselyte. He had accepted the God of the Jews and was trying his best. In fact, it was written in heaven that the good he did was recorded. But an angel came and said, Ogbeni, you need salvation. Send to Joppa. Peter will tell you how to be saved. The simple thing I'm bringing out of all of this is that that woman was not necessarily born again. And that was why the demon could possess her. We'll take it from there next week if Jesus tarries, because we have to stop now. What am I trying to say? Those who claim that a born again believer can be demon possessed, they are not saying the truth. Look at me, everybody. Those who claim that a born again Christian can be demon possessed are not saying what? The secret many of them don't know is that by coming to a good church, you are not automatically born again. You are only born again when you repent of all of your sins and you surrender your life to Jesus and you are forgiven. Now, if you have repented of all your sins, will you still have it to confess every Sunday? That's the question I often ask churches when I go. I say, if you have repented, sometimes I ask them, are you sinning? They say, no. Then why are you confessing? And the Bible says, may we confess our sin. When you read your Bible, you need to know who he's talking to. The Bible doesn't say everything to everybody.
Amen.
I told you the story of that man who was putting his hand into the Bible. Talk to me, put his hand. And the scripture say Judas went and hung himself. He said, no, be that one in Jesus' name. Put his hand again. God, talk to me, put his hand. And he read, go and do likewise. Oh my God, I will not do likewise in the name of Jesus. Then he said, God, now talk to me, original. Talk to me. No, God actually talked to him that day. God talked to him. No, I heard it from a preacher and I believe it. They said, when he closed his eyes and put his hand to where he opened again, the scripture said that which you want to do it quickly. He now realized that now how to hear the voice of God. Not everything written in the Bible is written for all men. Ha! God said he will set on some people, your idols that take the blood of your sacrifice, go and meet them now. Let them deliver you your day of adversity. Is that a promise of God to you?
No.
What is the promise of God to you? No weapon fashioned against you. When I'm reading my Bible, I come across God said to his enemies, I just read that, no say, that one, no be my own. I told you some, Deuteronomy 28, we love reading it. Verse 1 to 14. Immediately we cross to 15. Why don't you say it's the word of God? And say, let it come to your family. That when ordinary leaf shake, you will be afraid. It shall be well with you.
Amen.
I know some of you have not learned anything. We are taking it. We will cover as many areas as possible. And we'll prove it. You know that scripture they normally quote when they curse. We are coming to curse you. Thou must not suffer a wish to live. We will read it. Anybody tell you the Bible says, say, Oyambe. I can't remember. When you remember, call me. Yeah, when you remember, open it. Don't read, if it is verse 10, don't read it later. Go and start from verse 1. Cross 10, read to 25. Many times, before you finish reading it, you have seen the zigzag and say, oh, Benny, you are lying. It's like the issue of dressing, when we were talking about dressing the other day, that Deuteronomy say, a man shall not wear that is of man and that of woman. We have been preaching it, I say, ewa. Let's read the whole thing. He said, when you have your cover cloth, it must have fringes. When you do your farm, you must not plant diverse crops in the same farm. The same chapter says so. And you have a farm where you plant cassava, pepper, okra, and some ewedu.
Amaze.
The same chapter. You don't feel condemned. It's only that fellow that is condemned. Mm-mm. Let's look for another scripture. That one will carry the weight. That's how to study the Bible. And it shall be well.
Amen.
When we have to close now. You know the truth? That truth will set you free.
Amen.
The truth written in your Bible doesn't set you free. The truth in your case does not set you free. The truth in your diary does not set you free. The truth in your heart is what sets you free. I want all of you to be part of this study from A to Z. If you resume work tomorrow and next Monday you cannot come in the morning, come in the evening. Some of you deceive yourselves. We have 6 a.m. We have 4 p.m. We have 6 p.m. We have intervals between 6 a.m. and 4 p.m. Some of you do night shift. Why don't you come in the afternoon? The day you need the teaching, the pastor will not be around. It is the truth in you that will deliver you that day. Stand up and let us pray.
I'm not afraid of whatever may come tomorrow, because I know the one who knows tomorrow. Whatever may come to me tomorrow, Jesus my Lord, we see me.
We are going to pray to God. Baba, this truth you are giving me, I know it is the truth that remains in my heart. Listen, I'm about to say something. I know that it is the truth that remains in my heart that will continue to make me free. Listen, the truth sets you free and keeps you free. I'm sure I'm saying it for the first time in this church. Hear it very well. The truth sets you free and keeps you free. Listen, some people were set free by the truth yesterday, but they are in bondage again. Galatians said, don't permit that. If you are not going back to the yoke of bondage, the truth that sets you free must remain in you. So it is the truth that is in you that will set you free. It is the truth that remains in you that will keep you free. Oh Lord, give me the grace that this truth I will not lose. It will continue to remain in me. The truth of your word, the truth of your will, the truth of your purpose, the truth of your program, the truth of your commandment. I will not lose it so that I will remain free. Pray for yourself. Oh Lord, give me the grace to remain in the truth and the truth to remain in me. Help me, my Father, that no manipulations of men, no trick of Satan, no temptation of any of his agents will be able to lead me astray. I will remain in the truth. The truth will remain in me, and it will keep me free.
Jesus' name we are prayed.
Amen.
Everlasting Father, we give you glory and honor for this revelation that you have given unto us. We thank you, Lord, because already you have set us free. And you are making this truth to know to us, so that our life will not be in bondage again. Thank you, Almighty Father. There were people in the past that have known the truth, but for one reason or the other, they went back carrying erroneous doctrines about again. Father, we don't want our own to be like that. Help us, Father, that this truth will continue to live with us for the rest of our days. In the mighty name of Jesus, I pray, Father, every instrument the devil used to use to push people into erroneous doctrine will not have any root in our life in Jesus' name. Everything you are showing us at this time, give us the grace to keep them in our hearts for the rest of our life.
Amen.
In the mighty name of Jesus.
Amen.
We thank you, Almighty Father. We pray for the source of this inspiration, the source of this teaching. Father, I pray that, Lord, you will continue to empower him in Jesus' name.
Amen.
make the devil to be a failure in his life in the mighty name of Jesus.
Amen.
I pray, Father, that heaven is our goal. Father, I pray, as he is leading us and we are following, all of us will not derail in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord Jesus. We give you praise for what you have done. In Jesus' mighty name we have prayed.
Amen.